And it's midweek racing today out at Warwick Farm. Tracks are soft five. It's been a clear morning. The sun was out when we spoke with Mark Jones about 20 minutes ago. Let's hope those showers stay away, but a soft five. And Paul Joyce, how's the program look today, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, punters. And look, it's a good program, I think. I've gone looking for value, so nothing unusual there for me. A couple of roughies through the card. And look, Andrew, at this stage, you'd be surprised if we got any rain. I know it's only 9:30 in the morning, but sun's out, the cloud's very high, and I'd be surprised if we got any showers this afternoon.
Let's hope you're right. Ray Thomas, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I think Paul's right. The radar looks quite encouraging, actually, Andrew. So soft five, that should be what we have throughout the day, and let's hope we can find a few winners.
Yeah, let's hope so. And adding to the team, our Wednesday lineup completed by the Tabs, Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Pa. Morning, Ray. Well, I can tell you I've got the sprinklers out here on the Padstow number 1 and 2 ground out the front here, and they need it because I'd be
drying off.
Very, very surprised if we got any rain here. The clouds are moving sort of southwards, looking as though they're going to duck away from Liverpool, which is the closest centre that we've got to Warwick Farm at the moment. Not too flash around the Mossvale, Berry Nower area, I wouldn't think, in the next couple of hours, but should be all right for Warwick Farm.
That's the good news. We start, 4 hours away, aren't we? So, it's 20 to 2,
yeah,
the first.
Yeah, you'll be finished for three of those.
thank you. The first at 1:40. Here's the market from Tab for this mile race.
Yeah, the Highland Race colours, this three-year-old set weight maiden here. We start with Betcha Thinkin' at $7. Hess Darlin is out. The deduction, 8 cents a win and nothing the place. If you're worried about it, it's in at Hawkesbury tomorrow. Hollywood Moe is a $9 chance. Nemrod at $3.60. We've got Prince Chabal at $51. Winebush at $9. Audacious Choice at $9.50. Cross Stitch, the $2.30 favourite. And Lama Hilton is a $31 chance already scratched from Hawkesbury tomorrow. Best supported runner dollar-wise here is Nemrod. He did go up $4.60 in a full field. Hess Darlin was an $8 chance at that stage. Was into $3.80 when we did Formline Extra last night. He opened $3.60 this morning. He remains at that quote there. Dollar-wise, second pick and around about half the money on Nemrod is Cross Stitch. And then third pick is the top end, Betcha Thinkin'.
Yeah, look, on paper, there doesn't look a lot of speed here. It's only a smallish field, and the leader, Audacious Choice, probably won't get much pressure applied. But I think Lama Hilton will go forward. Hollywood Moe might take up a spot, and Prince Chabal, the roughie, he might be there as well. And it wouldn't surprise me off the inside gate if Emerald settled a bit closer, right? So even though on paper it looks like there's not much speed, I think things may change once the gate's open.
Yeah, a couple of promising three-year-olds here, Paul and Nemrod and Cross Stitch. I'm leaning towards Nemrod. Look, I thought his first run at Kembla was a super effort behind a really promising horse in Brynick. He'll improve off that, getting out to 1,600 metres ideal. He's by Reset out of Byzantine. Now, she's a half-sister to a Caulfield Cup winner in Mummify, so he's bred to stay. The 1,600 metres on a soft five, ideal. And as Paul suggested, from gate one, I don't think he'll get that far back. If he settles midfield and poised to strike on the turn, he'll be hard to beat. Number eight, Cross Stitch, probably should have won last week at Warwick Farm. Just ducked in at a vital stage, and her greenness cost that win against Zenilicious. She'll improve off that. Only had the two runs. She's definitely the danger. Of the rest, number one, Betcha Thinkin' was sound enough at Kembla. Had her chance to win, or had his chance to win that day. So You Think, Colt. He'll also like getting out to 1,600 metres. And number seven, Audacious Choice, the best of the rest. Two nice three-year-olds here, Paul. I'm going four Nemrod from 8, 1, and 7.
Yeah, look, I've gone 1, 8, 3, and 4. I'm just going for a bit of value with Betcha Thinkin' at the $7. I've always had a good opinion of this colt, as Ray said, by So You Think. He's had the two runs back this time, and obviously first up on the heavy 10. I didn't worry too much about that. But last start at Kembla, he poured out the finish there with Honeywine, who I've got a good opinion of. They gapped the third horse, Star of Monsoon. And going back last prep, before he went for a spell at Randwick in a 1,400 two-year-old race, he was extremely unlucky behind Cadogan, who has a bit of solid form as well. So I'm going to gamble on Betcha Thinkin' at the good odds. To beat number eight, Cross Stitch, Ray's covered her perfectly. She's backing up on 7 days after just finding a bit of trouble in the straight behind Zenilicious last week. The three, Hollywood Moe, I thought he ran well last start. He was three wide the whole way behind coming through, only beating a length. If he gets a bit of a softer run in transit, he can definitely figure. And number four, Nemrod, I'd expect this horse to really firm in betting, Ray, off barrier one with James McDonald aboard. I think if you like him, I'd be taking the 360 now. 1, 8, 3, and 4 in the first.
For Darren Flindell, he likes 8 Cross Stitch to beat 1, 4, and 3. 8, 1, 4, and 3 in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, it's the Tab Handicap over the 1200.
Yeah, this is a benchmark 67 for three-year-olds here. We're Aviator back at the races today and coming back with the blinkers taken off him. Is a $10 chance. Faith's Encore Scratch is running later in the day. Revolver Scratch this morning, 12 cents a win, nothing the place. Coco Excel running here, not running later, at $3.20. At that price makes it favourite. 50 Ways at 16, Walk Right In at 17, Alliterate at 11. Suspenders running here, Scratch from later at $4.20. Missile Strike, $3.70. And Snip Missile is a $15 chance. Most popular runner here is Missile Strike. Did go back up 380 this morning, 380 into 370. We have bet as much as $8 about it. That was with Revolver in the field, who went up 460 equals second pick, but was still into a $4.60 chance last night. Second pick is Alliterate. Interesting comments from Pat Farrell in this morning's Daily Telegraph talking to Brad Davis, and he said this will win. It's an $11 chance and the second most popular runner. And third pick goes to 50 Ways, number 5.
Yeah, look, Coco Excel, she's got plenty of natural speed. She's drawn well, so I've got her finding the front here. Missile Strike right there with her, and Suspenders from Barrier 8, she'll probably come across as well. Alliterate won't be far off the race, so I would expect this to be a genuine 1,200.
Yeah, I think the top two have it between them here, Paul. Those two you mentioned will go forward in 9, Missile Strike and 4, Coco Excel. I'm going to stick with Missile Strike. Look, I know he had every chance at Canterbury 2 weeks ago, but it took a nice filly in Invincibella to run him down on the line. She's been stakes placed previously. Zenalicious was third that day and a considerable margin behind those first two. She then franked the form by winning last week. Drawn the inside gate, so Christian Reed could either hold out Coco Excel or perhaps even take the sit behind her, and he's the horse to beat for mine. From number 4, Coco Excel, better suited here on top of the ground than she was last day on that heavy track at Rosehill. Her previous start, she was impressive on debut at Warwick Farm. Number 1, Aviator, he won first up last prep, resuming here, has got ability. And number 5, 50 Ways, also resuming here, won his first start at Gosford and loved the way she attacked the line that day. She's a nice filly. In the second 9, Missile Strike from 4, 1 and 5.
Yeah, look, I've gone wide here. Number 10 on top, Snip Missile, 10, 4, 9 and 8. I'm just going to take that $15 for a bit of a speculator here. I was impressed with her last start win at Kembla. She came from off-speed that day, and I think that's the way to ride her going forward. They tried it at Canterbury the start before, and she just ran into plenty of trouble behind a missed opportunity in Times of War and Sparkle. I thought that would prove a strong form race, so it was no surprise she won at Kembla. Now she has to take the step back into city class, but with a bit of speed on, Blake Shin riding in terrific form at present. I think Missile can just get home over top of these shorties. Number 4, Coco Excel, she trialled super. She'll take plenty of catching. The 9, Missile Strike, likewise, he's coming off a tough last start effort, and he'll be right there to win the race. And I thought number 8, Suspenders, on what she did as a 2-year-old, she has a bit of class in her form line. Wouldn't surprise me if she ran a big race first up. So it's 10, 4, 9 and 8, not much between them. Main reason I'm going with number 10 is the price.
Okay, well, Darren Flindell's all over Missile Strike number 9 to beat 4, 8 and 10. Best bet of the day, Missile Strike for Darren, 9, 4, 8 and 10. Race 3 here's over the 2200, Glenn.
Yeah, it's the McGrath Estate Agents. Of course, they're sponsoring the Metrop, and that Metrop market went up yesterday, and so did the Epsom. The weights come out for that tomorrow. But we've got Supercoach here at $17. Kanji with the blinkers off today at 11. Doc Holliday at 7. Letchworth at $4.80. Elysian, the favourite at $2.40. Shelley's Girl at 9. Red Largo, 8. And Maralisa is an $8 chance. Not a great deal of activity on the race so far. Most popular runner is Elysian. It did go up 260, was 250 last night. Went back up 240 this morning, unchanged. Little speck of money this morning at the big odds for Supercoach. They took as much as $31 about it this morning. Now 17. And, second pick actually is Kanji with all of the money arriving on it this morning. They took 13. It's now into 11. And Supercoach becomes third pick. Would he lead, Paul, the toppy?
Yeah, look, if he can come out of the gates and get into his stride, I think he'll lead. But I don't think Letchworth will hand it up to him. So one of those two should end up in front. Kanji probably will hand up today. I think the blinker's coming off. I suggest they'll ride him with a sit. And Shelley's Girl is the only other one that's got the speed to trouble them early. But Supercoach, yeah, he does take a while to get into gear. He can be a bit slow out, but I think he's the obvious leader here, guys.
I can't tip against the Godolphin mare here, Paul. Elysion, she's the favourite, deservedly so. Look, I know she's going to 2200 for the first time, but gives every indication she'll run it out strongly. Very good wins at Gosford and at Canterbury, the latter one over 1900. And then last start, took my Giuliano to run her down late. In great form, and she's the horse to beat. A clear on top selection, number 5, Elysian. Expect number 3, Doc Holliday, to improve. Comes out of that 6th behind the boom stayer, Antonio Giuseppe, in Saturday class. He's working his way back to good form now after 4 runs back from the spell. Number 8, Maralisa, down on the weights, racing consistently, an honest mare, and I do expect number 1 Supercoach to show something today. Take the 2 runs back and might get that get to control the tempo in front, as Paul suggested. But 5 Elysion, she's in great form. She's the one to beat. 5, 3, 8, and 1.
Yeah, I'm going with the favourite here, Elysian, as well. 5, 7, 3, and 2. She looks to have more upside than the rest of these, doesn't she, Ray? She's only lightly raced. She's working through the distances quite stylishly, in good form, and now the only real query is that 2200. But the way she's racing, you'd think she'd get it. And look, she realistically is the only one of these that will go on to better races. So I'd expect her to win today. $2.40, I think that's about the right price. Number 7, Red Largo, he's been around for a while, but he's found some form. His last start win at Hawkesbury I thought was impressive, and he's run before that at the Beaumont track. He just got himself in a bit of strife there in the straight, but Peter Wells seems to get on well with this horse and could probably get the best out of him today. Number 3, I'm with you there, Ray. I think he can definitely improve coming through that Antonio Giuseppe form line. And before that, it was Chiquinta, so the form there is very solid. And number 2, Tangi. Look, he's just a tough stayer. As I said, the blinkers have come off today. He won the Wyong Cup Prelude 2 starts ago, and he'll be fighting this out for sure, I think, with those blinkers coming off and getting a charmed run. 5, 7, 3, and 2 for me in race 3.
Darren Flindell also likes the 5 here for Godolphin. 5 to beat 3, 1, and 4. 5, 3, 1, and 4. Back in a moment to look at race 4.